With me now is Oliver Peterson, 6PR Perth Live presenter. Hey, Ollie.
Hey, Heather. I look forward to your friend when she gets in contact with you because you outed her as a spy.
I did. Yeah.
My wife was going to be a spy and then she met me.
And then what happened?
Well, because she was down to like the final, you know, people who were going to be recruited for those sorts of jobs.
Yeah.
You know, things you're not meant to talk about. But she was right down there. Then the one thing that changed in her life, she started dating a journalist and she was eliminated.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Because they were like, there is no way that your journo husband is going to be able to shut up about this.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was it. Done. So those dreams were shattered. But, you know, she got the prize. She's happy.
Or, Ollie, is that what she told you? But she is actually a spy.
Maybe she is.
Because she wouldn't tell you that she's a spy if she was a spy. Like, you're not even allowed to tell your partner, you know that,
Spot on, exactly.
What does she do for a job?
Well, that's right. Where is she? She's in continuous improvement and change management. I mean, what even is that?
She's a spy, mate. That is a spy title if I've ever heard. Wow, Ollie, how cool. Anyway, just rifle around. Look in the drawers at home when you get home.
Yeah,
see if there's like a false bottom and stuff like that. And she's keeping the pistol in the bedside table. Just look around. Anyway, the bishop.
Yeah.
The one who was stabbed, he's called for calm, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. So he's doing okay. He's released a 4-minute video. In short, he obviously attacked at that church on Monday night. He's calling for peace amongst the community and he's forgiven his attacker. He says, I'll always pray for you and whoever sent you to do this, I forgive them as well in Jesus' mighty name. And he has made sure or pleaded for calm that there wouldn't be any sort of retaliation. So obviously a brave message from everything that's only happened a couple of days ago. Sydney's still very much on edge as you and I speak, Heather, and all the community leaders, all the politicians, all the police seniority in the force, they're keeping their fingers crossed and obviously keeping a close eye on that situation. But that is a good step. He's doing okay, and he'll be back in the church very, very soon.
Oh, 100% predictably, obviously, we've got calls for knife laws to change, but how?
Well, this is interesting. In New South Wales, they doubled the laws about 6 months ago where you could go to jail for up to 4 years, fines of up to $11,000 if you wield a knife. The premiers of all the Australian states, they were also talking about stop and search powers. So effectively, they could, if you're driving along a motorway or a street, your car could be stopped, your car could be searched for a knife. Now, obviously, the civil libertarians are saying we are giving up way too much of our democratic right just to be able to drive down a street and, you know, the car be stopped and somebody see if there's a knife. Can they then stop and search you if you're walking through a street? So these are issues that lots of premiers are grappling with. Not much national leadership on this at the moment either. The Prime Minister and the opposition leader being asked about it, but they are all trying to, I suppose, fly the kite and see which way it blows at the moment on that one, Heather.
Yeah, okay. Hey, how did this casino accidentally hand out millions of bucks worth of free cash?
I mean, how's this? So you went and put your ticket in. This is called a Ticko machine. It's ticket in, cash out. But what would happen is the ticket would come back. So you've got one woman, for example, this is over 2 weeks at the Star City Casino last year. She withdrew $58,000 and then went and spent $5,000 of that back at the casino. So as you say, millions of dollars was actually pushed out of this machine. We're talking about $3.4 million before all of a sudden somebody just clicked and went, this is a bit weird. Like, why is this machine currently paying out so much money? So people were using those tickets again and again and again and again. Should you have to pay it back?
And the money's gone?
Gone.
Gone.
But should you have to pay it back? Like, if you've done that, should you now have to pay back the money?
I mean, you should, but you're not going to, are you?
No, you're not. Too late. Too bad. So sad. Bad luck.
Yeah, too right. Thank you very much, Ollie. Good luck at home. Ollie Peterson, 6PR Perth Live presenter.
For more from Heather Duplessis Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.